The words we're about to read are from the Sermon on the Mount and are Jesus' first words about the kingdom of God. This kingdom comes to us in whatever circumstances we find ourselves and brings the rescue and help of God. Hear now how that changes everything. Hear how what once felt like a curse is now transformed into a blessing, because God has come to us as Jesus. Please follow Matthew 5, 1 through 10 in the front of your bulletin. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, and they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the peace in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
It's in these circumstances of life that we sometimes lose our way. We aren't certain where to find God. And so as we've listened to this Sermon on Jesus, where he says he's come to bring himself into the midst of those challenging circumstances, let's join in a prayer of confession that says, we may have missed you then, Jesus, but we don't want to miss you now. So maybe this morning I'll pray this aloud. You follow along with your eyes, and then in the silence that follows, add your own personal and silent prayers of confession as well. I turn to you, God. I want to be close to you. Search me and know my heart and life. Examine my actions, words, and thoughts. See where I've not lived in your light. Bring me into your presence. I surrender my way, my patterns to you. I need your healing touch. And hear now our prayers to you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we would not miss you in any moment of life. We regret our short-sightedness. We ask you to forgive us for the assumptions we've made about you. And we receive now in its place your full cleansing, your peace over our lives, your welcoming us into fullness with you, that we might begin again, forgiven and renewed today. In your name we pray. Amen.
Kathy, would you go down to Come As You Are, and let's do that song here. We'll do God of Miracles in a little bit. We learned this last week, and so let's just piggyback on our prayer of confession this morning and with these thoughts and these words. Come out of sadness, come wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let a rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden, lay down your shame. All who are broken, is hope for the hopeless and all those who've strayed. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary and rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can cure. So lay down your burden, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home. You're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart. Come as you are. As you are, come as you are. There's joy for the morning, oh sinner, be still. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home. Too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are. Lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are.
That's a beautiful song. Thanks for teaching us that, Nate. Jesus began to announce the kingdom of God, and he said, the kingdom of God is like this. It's like this parent in heaven who knows what we need and offers to provide it so readily that we never need worry. That's what the kingdom of God is like. Listen for Jesus' description of that as he continues the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew chapter 6. Jesus said, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat or what you'll drink, or about your body, what you'll wear. Is not life more than food? The body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to the span of your life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. The Spirit bless our reading these words of Jesus and our hearing them deep in our lives today. In the Gospel of Matthew, this is the first sermon, the first instruction that we hear from Jesus. All we've been told before is that he's come proclaiming that the kingdom of God is here, and now we learn in his first sermon what this kingdom is like. And Jesus, in describing the kingdom, juxtaposes things that don't make sense. He thrusts together things that don't seem to belong together. And then he says, this is what the kingdom is like. It's like these things brought together. So he says, if you are poor, you're blessed. The kingdom of heaven is yours. If you've been humbled by bullies and the brutal of this world, you're already blessed. In all the earth, it's your inheritance. As we listen to Jesus, I feel like saying, if poverty is a blessing, no thanks, I'll just pass. If it's a blessing to be poor, I don't want to be that blessed, Jesus. We don't really quite understand how these things fit together. Jesus is announcing the arrival of his kingdom. It has come in him. The intimate, personal reign of God is made possible by Jesus bringing the Father to us in the flesh. That has started. And he's announcing this kingdom to the people who need to hear it most. Those who are poor and those who are poor in spirit. And it's good news. It's a blessing. Not that they're poor or beaten down. It's a blessing because the kingdom of God has come to them in their poverty and in their humiliation. And God has come to them to rescue. He's noticed their plight, and God has come to deliver them. So Jesus says, this is good news. Take heart. Be joyful. Your Redeemer is at hand. So just to clarify, Jesus isn't asking us to become poor in order to be blessed. He's not asking us to become powerless in the face of injustice and oppression to be blessed. He's saying you already are blessed because the kingdom of God, the reign of God has found you. It's come to you in these circumstances, and he's come to redeem you. This message about the kingdom was confusing to his disciples. It was confusing because it didn't come all at once like they expected it would. Instead, it came secretly and slowly. It came hidden in the hearts of men and women where it could take root and multiply and fill the earth with their witness of God's reign. Everyone had expected the kingdom of God to come and the Messiah with a clash and a crash. They expected that God's anointed one, the Messiah, God's deliverer, would conquer Israel's oppressors, defeat their Roman occupiers, drive them out of the land, and that when the Messiah came, he would create a new world where everyone would see and honor and submit to the holy and perfect and peaceful reign of God. All Israel expected that. They hoped for that. They prayed for it. They anticipated that this would be a kind of trading of kingdom powers. When the Messiah came, it would mean the end of this world as we knew it and the beginning of the unchallenged reign of God for eternity would have begun. But in Jesus, the kingdom of God came not as a clash of kingdoms, but as a sower planting seeds. It came as a promise that the kingdom has begun and it will continue. It came as a gift. God's rescue is here in Jesus now. It came as a down payment. You can enjoy the kingdom now here on earth, even in this divided world, if you follow Jesus. It was coming in installments, not all at once. Jesus said it came like a mustard seed, that tiniest, insignificant seed. You hold it in your hand and wonder what could come of it. And Jesus said, just like that seed, the kingdom of God will grow into a large bush in which all the birds of the air can rest. And this installment has begun. This Father in heaven that Jesus describes for us later in a sermon, he knows our needs. He'll provide for us so we don't need to worry. And he's already come to you here and now in the circumstances you find yourself. He's come with his rescue. So you can be happy. You can know joy. You can trust that all the forces of heaven are working on your behalf as they wait for the final installment of God's kingdom. It wasn't what they were expecting, but it was nevertheless good news and a reason to be joyful, because the kingdom of God has begun, not with a clash, but with the slow growing kingdom that claims hearts and lives of men and women in this present world. It came not as a clash, but it came slowly so that many, many others might come to know this kingdom too, others who would have missed out. If Jesus brought the kingdom suddenly in his time, it would have left them behind. So it's out of mercy that God waits. It's out of mercy that God plants rather than tears up. It's out of mercy that God joins us in our struggles rather than defeats our oppressors now, so that the kingdom might come for many, many more who will have it. Jesus says, when you're poor, when you've been humbled by life, you are blessed. Because the kingdom of God has come to you right there, right where you are. And it has come with hope. And hope is everything. We had a woman who came to our church this week, in the middle of the week, as people often do, looking for assistance. She didn't have a specific request. Basically, we were saying, can you help me? And she had a large hoodie that was over her head. It was oversized, and she was just kind of hiding in it. I began to inquire about her situation. She was homeless. She had been homeless for 3 years. She was 8 months pregnant. She had experienced domestic violence, which was the cause of her homelessness. And along the way, she had gotten involved with drug addiction that had led to the loss, the social services taking of her first 2 children. And she'd been clean for 3 weeks. And she was afraid that social services would take this baby too. And she said to me, to be honest, I feel like giving up. I made the mistake of focusing on her physical needs and trying to find a shelter for her, a maternity home for her, when what she really needed was the blessing of the kingdom. She needed to know that the kingdom of God had come close to her. In her poverty, in her need, Jesus had come to her with all of the hope and help of heaven. She could have hope that her Father in heaven already knew her needs. She could have hope that she could take shelter under his care. She could have hope that she could find healing in his power as the kingdom worked in her life. She could experience a future she could not even imagine at this moment if she let this seed of God's kingdom take root in her. I hope the next person she meets might recognize that need for hope and blessing of God's kingdom and make that clear to her. Jesus brought with him this first installment to the kingdom of God so we can have hope, so we can know joy, because we can anticipate his rescue in our difficult situations of life, in these difficult circumstances. We can anticipate his rescue rather than lose hope, rather than think that no one is coming for us. Mothers hold on to this same kind of hope for their children when they're struggling. When they want to reassure them, they can anticipate that child's future in a way that that child can't anticipate it themselves. That's what mothers were holding on to as they grabbed their children after the STEM school shooting this week. That's how we comfort our children. We hold them. We know there's a future they can't imagine. We can't picture it yet, but we know there's more there. So we reassure them with our hugs as they're afraid of being shot at school, or afraid they won't have the gifts to offer this world, or that no one will ever love them, or that they'll fail to graduate. We reassure them. We can't tell them exactly what's going to happen. We can't see everything coming their way. We just know that God is for them. Jesus is with them. He is on their side. And God has a future and a hope they can't picture in this moment, but God can. So we hold them, we reassure them, we say, it'll be okay. And deep down inside, we practice trusting that the kingdom of God has come to our children. Jesus has come to all of us, reassuring us. All is not lost. Good news, the kingdom is here. Our Father has come to us in Jesus. The rescue has begun. You can know joy. You're not on your own. You have a future, a hope, because you're living in the kingdom of God. Jesus says, follow me, and this kingdom will grow in you, in us, and in the world. So Jesus said, you're blessed when you're powerless. You're blessed when you're poor. And he said, yours is the kingdom. In fact, you will inherit all this earth. I asked Cynthia to join me at my daughter Maggie's wedding when we were dating. The wedding was in Los Angeles. This was a way for her to meet my children and to meet my father and my siblings. It's a lot of people to meet at once. It was a bit overwhelming for her. I'd rented a home through Airbnb for all of my kids to stay with me and Cynthia, and so that she could get to know them. And it was a beginning time for us where we really had a sense that God had brought us together, but meeting family was a big step along the way, and who knew how that'd go? Who knew how my kids would respond or whether or not they would welcome her? There was a lot of uncertainty in the air that weekend. That house I rented was an interesting, rambling house. It kind of flowed down this hillside in Eagle Rock above L.A. It was perched on the hillside, and when you went out on the back deck, you could see for miles these rolling hills and then down into the valley, L.A. in the distance. As I stood there in all that uncertainty of the weekend and all that hope of the future, looking out over that landscape, I very sillily said to Cynthia, all this is my kingdom. As far as the eye can see, this is my life. I want to share it with you, is what I was saying. There was so much unknown and yet so much already known, and that is what the kingdom of God is like. God says to the poor and powerless, all this is my kingdom. As far as the eye can see, all this is for you. I invite you to live in it now, to welcome my rescue, to receive my future for you. There's a lot that's unknown, uncertain, between this moment where you can glimpse my kingdom and between when that joy will come in its fullness, but this is where I live. I invite you to live with me here now, too. Let's pray together. Lord, we must admit this is not the kingdom we were expecting, nor even the kingdom we desire. At times we're eager for this old world to be put away and your new world to come. But you linger out of love, and you bring your kingdom to us in this installment. In whatever place of poverty you find us, in whatever place of being beaten down or overwhelmed or on fear of losing hope, you come to us and say, you bring the kingdom. We're blessed. All that is yours is ours as you make it known in our lives. So sit beside us, Lord, in our places of poverty. Sit beside us in our places of hopelessness. Sit beside us in the ways in which we can't imagine a future worth living. And speak your blessing, your kingdom, your beginning unfolding in us now. And let us grab hold of that hope and that kingdom as we welcome you today. In your name we pray. Amen. Let's pray together the prayer Jesus gave us to pray. It's a prayer for the kingdom. It's a prayer for every occasion. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Let faith arise. In spite of what I see, Lord, I believe. But help my unbelief, I choose to trust you. No matter what I feel, let faith arise. Let faith arise. For my champion's not dead, he is alive. Oh, and he already knows my every need. Surely he will come and rescue me. God of miracles, come. We need you, supernatural love, to break through. Nothing's impossible. You're the God of miracles. Let faith arise and see the kingdom come. I lift my eyes. Oh, for the battle has been won. My God is faithful. And every single word he said is true. Let's stand and sing this. Sing it over those you know who need it. God of miracles, come. We need your supernatural love to break through. Nothing's impossible. You're the God of miracles. Yes, you are. This world is shaking, but you cannot be shaken. My heart is breaking, but I'm not broken yet. Your love is fearless. Help me to be courageous too. Oh, there is nothing impossible. This world is shaking, but you cannot be shaken. My heart is breaking, but I'm not broken yet. Your love is fearless. Help me to be courageous too. Oh, there is nothing impossible for the God of miracles. Please come. We need your supernatural love to break through. Nothing's impossible, 'cause you're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. The God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. We make this our prayer this morning. We sing over the ones who are lost and lonely, hurting, downtrodden, just back from addictions. We ask you to come and move in their midst. Please move in their lives and move in our lives. God of miracles, how we need you to come. We're surrounded by things that break our hearts and overcome. So come, Lord. Nothing's impossible, 'cause you're our God of miracles.
A God of miracles sends us into his kingdom with this good news. Join me in our benediction as we send one another today. You go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you are, God has put you there. God has a purpose in your being there. Christ lives in you and is something he wants to do through you where you are. Believe this and go in the grace and love and power of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches. Yes, I know